on America tonight. Crazy story. The government trying to train some postal carriers in a couple of our cities to actually distribute life-saving anti-terrorism drugs just in case of an attack. But you think of the mail and how often it is late. Getting to my place, it's like Pony Express sometimes. I don't know that this is something that I would want to rely on, let's just say. You can rely on this show. We deliver the best water cooler buzz around. You want to talk about what's happening, what's really shaking and baking in this country and elsewhere, things that affect all of our lives. You can do that. Doesn't matter whether you're left, right, undecided, whatever you label yourself. Maybe you don't label yourself at all. That's a good thing sometimes. Anyway, if you have something worth sharing, please do as we set the table. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Right here at the top, it is about the static kill. Quickly, an update. You know what? It has been, I've even lost track, it's way over 100 days. April 20th is when the Deepwater Horizon platform exploded and imploded a lot of lives along the Gulf Coast region, particularly people who fish for a living, people who own hotels and restaurants, all that kind of stuff, and people who own property because their property is tanking by the minute as the spill went on. The temporary cap worked. Now it's about the relief wells, and the time of testing is here. It's upon us, finally. And it looks like all systems are go and everything should be fine. They're being very cautious, BP is, because of some things that happened in the past. The governor of Louisiana has been a pretty big fighter, I think, in all of this. He looks to me like with the dark rings around his eyes that he hasn't slept at all. You know, when you count the redwoods and you can count the rings as to how, ooh, that's an old one. You start counting the rings around Bobby Jindal's eyes and you'd think he was 85 years old. I truly believe he rolled up his sleeves and got as involved as he could possibly get involved in Louisiana. So we talked about the oil spill and the effects moving forward.
Commercial fishing reopened for finfish and shrimp in portions of state waters east of the river in Orleans, St. Tammany, St. Bernard parishes, and also here in Plaquemines Parish. We know our fishermen want to be back out there on that water doing the work they love. That's why we're doing everything we can to make sure they get back there as quickly and as safely as possible.
Sweet. Can we have some applause for that? That is the daily salute that finally the FDA tests some of the waters. They say the seafood is good. And, yeah, it's still pretty dire in some circumstances, but not as dire as it could have been. This seems like it, though, to me. When I mentioned this, when I left my lips, you might have seen this story. It's been flying around about the Postal Service delivering the drugs, like I said. And what they did was they're ready to deliver about a quarter of the people, residents, we'll call them, residents, of Minneapolis, St. Paul, where our network originates. The only metropolitan area in the nation where letter carriers have been trained to actually dispense medication if we've had a large-scale terrorist attack, anything with biological weapons. So 6 years after our government began exploring the idea of using the post office as a rapid response medical dispensary, I'm going to call it, and 8 months after Obama ordered government agencies develop a plan to do so, they are underway in six cities training people to deliver drugs needed to the counters of with anthrax and other potentially deadly agents in dealing with it. The White House won't name the six cities. Department of Homeland Security won't talk about whether more cities are interested in the voluntary program or not. But I'm interested in how successful it's been. The project is going to cost to set up and train postal workers $1 million a city. In 2001, think back then, 9/11, A series of small-scale anthrax attacks killed 5 people. It really scared the Northeast, particularly New York. Victims can be saved if they start taking antibiotics as soon as they've been exposed. So the name of the game would be the speed, the efficiency, and how quickly, that goes along with it, how quickly you can get the drugs, how fast the carriers deliver drugs to the people in their houses. And they've been talking about this for a long time. So we'll see how successful this process is. And you had about 60% of the city's letter carriers volunteered for the program, which was given a trial run in May. And we're just talking about the whole training thing, but the need to get drugs and other antidotes to people is very strange. It's got to be very strange. I mean, they got to be in suits and they have to be able to get there as soon as possible. So if you think about it, really, who better to do it than the Postal Service, because they know the places, they know the maps, they know the places where they're going, one would think, and they can get there quicker than somebody else could. If you had to mobilize, they would be able to get there quicker, in theory, that is. Since we don't know the practical application of it, which scares me to death, who's ever initiating the tests, we certainly can't say that for sure. Hey, whatever happened with Elena Kagan? I got a note from JJ who said, Kate, what happened to Kagan? You've fallen off on the Kagan watch. Is she in? Is she out? What's going on? Well, it's funny that he writes that email, because the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee is actually telling colleagues that Kagan has a pretty dangerous political approach to the law that makes her unfit for the Supreme Court. It's Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. He's previewing his case against Kagan in a letter to senators the day before the Senate will debate her nomination. And Sessions calls Kagan's lack of judicial experience a dramatic defect and says she would try to mold the law to her liberal beliefs. He charges she's worked to increase the availability of abortions and is hostile to gun rights. And those downright are words that will chase a lot of people away, which she hasn't really revealed very much. If you watched the mini hearings, there wasn't anything she really said that would, I think, that would just blow you away, make you think, who cares? She doesn't have that judicial experience because she's, listen to how she sounds and listen to what she's talking about. I'm going to say no, that there are other things that go into that process that are that much more significant. So we'll see. We'll see if she gets the nod. And I think she does. You know, this is just more blowback, but I can't imagine that she's not going to get it. I can't imagine that I'd jump on these airwaves, say that I had heard something or that it was being broken, and she was out despite a little bit of the opposition. I think there's really not much of a chance of it. Hey, you want to sound off on the oil spill? Do you think people have softened their point of view of BP and stopped boycotting some of the stations around the country? Also, looking at the Ethics Committee and Maxine Waters now coming up, that she too could be in trouble. Whoo, how much chance do you give the Democrats? Stay with us.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
That new bubble law in Chicago that actually kicked in last year in October, where the guy that was 25 got picked up in front of the Planned Parenthood clinic because he was praying the rosary, and he said he didn't do anything wrong, but he was screaming at the top of his lungs, and he was just inches away from people's faces, so you get the gist there. And they don't say abortion clinics or Planned Parenthood or any of that kind of stuff in what the law describes, what they call it, healthcare facilities. And they're going after people big time in Chicago anyway for doing it. And I thought about something that I read the other day in the Times when we talk about protests, big or small or whatever. So we saw in 2006 pretty big protests over the illegal immigration problem. And this last time around with Arizona and the law and the injunction that was finally leveled when it was supposed to kick in, a lot of people have been protesting that, but mostly in small groups. Not all are small, however. In L.A., outside of the federal building, I guess the protests have been crazy. And a lot of the people that are part of the protests happen to be people who came over from Mexico. In Mexico City, there's no law against protesting in the streets. So it happens everywhere. I didn't even think of this, but having been there, I could remember that. It causes massive gridlock, and it's just plain, flat out, like the Times said, exhausting. So you have people that just put up the signs, march all around the place, and, I mean, really gunk up the whole traffic thing. So the question becomes is, if you're annoying people because they can't get through you, is your message effective? Does this make you more sympathetic to the people who are stuck in the middle of the nonsense. And I'm going to say no, because then that's that double whammy. Hey, I might agree with these people that are in front of my car, but I need to get through. So why are they, you know, why are they blocking me? I don't get it. Let's talk a little bit quickly here about the next election, and then we'll take some calls. You can throw in whatever you want to throw in here, the towel. 800-259. Oh, man, I love that rim shot. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's Newt Gingrich's take on a lot of the nonsense that he's hearing. Here's what he said.
Well, I think they should try to turn into a choice. The danger they have is that it depends what the choice is. If the choice is, do you want taxes to go up next year? I think you'll find that they lose that debate. The majority of Americans feeling that the stimulus failed and that the Democratic Party increasingly is the party of job killers. I think that that's what's going to be the key this fall. I think the odds are very high they'll lose the House. I think they're going to lose an amazing number of governorships with people like John Kasich and Meg Whitman and Scott Walker. And I think that they are very possibly going to be either a slight majority or lose the majority in the Senate. For 4 years, I helped balance the federal budget, and we paid off $405 billion in federal debt while cutting taxes. It was done by controlling spending. I don't think this president will control spending. I don't think the Democrats in the House and Senate will control spending.
Yeah, I agree. There's not going to be any controls there. The taxes are going to go up, and I think Newt is right in what he just said. Sam in Montreal, you have the floor. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Gorgeous.
I'm good. How about you, buddy?
Simply fantastic.
Cool.
Okay. Today, I don't know, but on Twitter or Facebook, a British tourist showed out of the airport in Montreal how the last possible security checkpoint before people walked on, three Arab ladies did not have their passports checked. And the Minister of Transport, A, is red-faced, and B, is PO'd. So then all of a sudden, a bunch of Arab, you know, Muslim and Arab groups are yelling racism because they just happened to pick on them. So I'm thinking, what would happen if it would have been Hasidic Jews? Next thing you know, B'nai B'rith would have yelled. If it would have been Italians, it's just like he just happened to take a picture with his cell phone, and it just happened to be three Muslim women. I'm just wondering if they're doing the same thing in the States. Are they letting certain people, are they checking certain people's passports, but then letting us other people on the plane without checking? You know,
not letting people on without checking is always our biggest fear, right? That's
right.
One, it's not the way it should happen. Two,
right.
That's how people slip through the cracks, and then we have the problem that we have called the extremists.
Right. So,
yeah.
And then, so, you know, like she said, one lady president of the Muslim Association who wife, I've met some of her family, and they're like, really, like, it's like if it was up to them, they have Shahida law here in Canada. Those extremists. She's saying, "Oh no, you know, you pick them because they're racist." And it was the Muslim ladies who only show their eyes. You know, have full facial hijabs. And I mean, I don't know, but you know, in France they wanted to start a law about, you know, making women show their faces. And if I'm not correct, I forgot how many years ago there was a lady in Florida. I think it was in Florida. She had to take her picture taken for her driver's license. She refused to have removed her veil. And if I'm not correct, I think it went all the way to the Supreme Court. My attitude is, hey, lady, you know, you're in the United States. You got to play by the rules. You know, I'm going to tell you a quick story, you know, because...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thinks you're, like, racist and a bigot and not embracing other cultures when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that... I mean, there has to be some assimilation. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I think Sarkozy is right in what's happened in France. It still has to go through the process of their House.
Right.
But it should do it. It should go through.
Yeah, okay. Well, one time I was umpiring a softball game, and... one guy's walking across the field, and a girl yells at him, and he said, "In my country, you're subservient."
So I bet you like that response.
Oh, yeah. And I said, listen, you blankety-blank, get off the field. You don't talk to me like that. Excuse me. They have a permit. She's a woman. She's also a human being, too.
So yeah, then, no kidding. I mean, come on.
And then the center fielder happened to show up and flashed her badge. She was a cop. He goes, in my country, you would never be a police officer. So he just touches her. You should have saw her hands move. He says, and then all of a sudden he yelled, police brutality. I'm like, excuse me, I didn't say any police brutality. You assaulted a police officer. She was defending herself. And if you don't like it, bud, I can arrange for you to have a flight back to whatever Arab country you came from.
There you go.
Yeah. So then he says, I'm going to have your job. I went, here's my mask. Here's my broom. You go finish the game.
Yeah, there you go. You do it, buddy.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. Yeah, and I told you what happened on 9/11 in a French high school. I think I've told you that story.
Yes. Is there some follow-up?
No, but, you know, just to prove, you know, how the parents yelled. You know, just to remind you how, you know, they'll yell racism. And, you know, because, you know, next year's the 10th anniversary. And they asked some, you know, Arabs here in Canada, how'd you feel about it? Some of them said, you know, we were sorry it happened. One of them actually said, and I quote, no comment. So I
really? No comment?
Yeah.
Laying in the weeds, trying to take the easy way out. How about that? Yeah.
That's a chicken way out.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem. Sam, thanks for the call. Part of the problem is, and we had a guest on talking about this, is there are good, kind, gentle Muslim people. I mean, not everybody is lying in wait. Not everybody's trying to come up with some covert plans of joining an organization of extremists, of Hezbollah, Hamas, whoever, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc. But that yet nothing is ever said, and I don't understand that. I mean, when you scream it to the rafters, hey, don't label me and paint me with the same brushstrokes as those other guys, because I'm nothing like them. But you don't often hear of that. That's what needs to happen, absolutely. 800-259-5791, we're checking the mailbag next.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Madonna, certainly no virgin. How about Lady Gaga going political big time to the Phoenix concert to protest the Arizona law? And I'm thinking, do I care what this woman thinks about politics? But she did slam Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070, during the concert that she did. She joins the choir of people who think it's akin to bigotry and racism, and said so pretty much in her lyrics. She's a pop sensation. She's 24 years old. She had a sold-out audience at the U.S. Airways Center, and she changed lyrics in a song to match feelings about the immigration situation. Polls are now showing that a majority of Americans support SB 1070, which would crack down on illegal immigration, but the law has become a charged issue for those who think it's outrageous and humiliating to the people and just dead damn wrong. So we already know this, how this story goes. A federal judge blocked part of the law. It kicked in on July 29th, but didn't have the main clause that would allow people, or police rather, not people, but police to detain people on suspicion of being illegal immigrants as a violation of the constitutional ban on unreasonable search and seizure. So, a seizure rather. So what would have happened is if you were pulled over for breaking law, they could have found out about your status, and the answer to that question is, don't they ask you all the time anyway? Don't they? I think it wouldn't be that hard to find out somebody's status, to be honest. Because I got to tell you, I'm a little spooked and creeped out about the national ID card and the whole maybe we can have an eye imprint, fingerprints, whatever. I don't know that I'm so thrilled with that. How deep do you want the government in your personal affairs? So anyway, the point of talking about Gaga or Gaga is that she is the new Madonna in a different way, and she's voicing her political opinions. And this one is that the law is wrong. Moving to something else, speaking of immigration, of interest to a lot of people, is what's going on in Virginia. The Virginia Attorney General ruled that police can check immigration status. How about that? That's a big wrinkle in what's happened in other places, particularly Arizona, because Arizona is the one that's gotten the most publicity. But there were other states, if you remember, asking about how Arizona was going to enforce everything. So Virginia's top prosecutor, after issuing a legal opinion that seemed to pretty much agree with the rest of the state, with Arizona in the battle over local immigration enforcement, told Fox News, he was on Fox News on Monday, that he, that the two police states aren't a perfect, or the two states, police states, whoops, Freudian slip, the two states' policies aren't a perfect match. So the Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, issued a legal opinion on Friday saying that state law enforcement officers are allowed to check the immigration status of anyone stopped or arrested. And he went on to say in his opinion that Virginia law enforcement officers, including conservation officers, may, like Arizona police officers, inquire into what the person's status is, period, stopped or arrested. So I wonder where that'll go in Virginia. I mean, I think he's going to come on under a lot of fire for it. It's already controversial in Arizona, but I think in Virginia, trying to compare to Arizona, I think there's going to be a lot of people scrutinizing the move here, with the federal judge blocking the implementation of the law in the first place. So Cuccinelli specified in his legal opinion that while state officers have authority to arrest suspects on criminal immigration violations, which is so key, we keep hearing that from the Obama administration, they are advised against arresting over civil immigration violations. Overstaying a visa would fall under the latter category. So if you were in this country, I don't care if you came from Ireland, England, wherever else you could have come from, if you were caught and you were in the country illegally, you were in the country illegally, whether it's overstaying the visa, the example I gave, or something else. And this is interesting because nothing's happened just yet, but I think that the ACLU and I think some others are going to try to plug up that dam, particularly when you look at Virginia and you think of the proximity to Washington, D.C., you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's going to be more fallout. I'm surprised. In fact, I'm stunned that there isn't more fallout from that idea that they could pattern themselves after Arizona. Wow. It'll, trust me, that domino will fall, and it'll fall fast. I'm thinking it's going to sink to the bottom probably in the next couple of days, because it's the legal precedent, and it's twisting a legal precedent in a certain way, but I think that way is not going to be satisfactory to a judge somewhere, and they're going to find the same situation happening to them that happened with the last go-around in Arizona. Whew. All right, another thing to get you caught up on, probably the saddest story that I've read in a very long time. Did everyone hear about the 11-year-old girl who was killed and her mother was actually injured when a huge chunk of ice hit them near a cave attraction in Washington State? They went out to do a big family outing, and they were at the, or kind of near the big four ice caves in Mount something National Forest. And the ice that fell down killed the 11-year-old girl. And then a big, and the way it's been described is they just saw a big chunk of ice fall down. And nobody could really help anybody. It happened so instantaneously. And this girl that was hit by the ice and killed was a straight A student, loved her dog, was always adding to her scrapbook. Just really sad thing. And who would have thunk that? I think of the ice caves I've been in and other things that I've done. Not icicles that were hanging above me, but I didn't even think twice about it. And that's the deal, that the ice, falls off. And it's not the people who own the caves fall, it's people being aware of what they're going into, aware of their environment. So, you've had hundreds of thousands and thousands of people who have gone and visited for 20 plus years the attractions in the cave, and they haven't been hurt. So it's one of those freak things, unfortunately. But it's sad nonetheless for the family. It's their loss because of a piece of ice, but sometimes that's what happens. It's not always the obvious thing. It's something awful and sad that's, created that scenario. And in this case, it was supposed to be a family outing. It was happy. It wasn't supposed to turn sad, but it did when she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. When we talk about, I'm bouncing back to immigration here, when we talk about immigration, one of the things that people talk about is, how do you round people up? It is a terrible saying, isn't it? It sounds like rounding cattle up. We got to round the people up on our rounds today. And I call it the catch and release program. And the catch and release program, what's really odd is that you have so many people who are caught that are clever in assimilating in the United States, and rarely or if ever are they caught, thrown on a boat, pretty much, and sent back. So, can you imagine the conversation there, what that would be like? Very, very tough, I would say. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I keep promising this, so I'm actually going to deliver. We're going to hit the mailbag. A lot of you have had a lot to say in the last week and a half, and we're going to jump to that and talk about some of the major issues that you're concerned about, the water cooler buzz that I'm always talking about. And there was a lot of water cooler buzz on the ice falling and killing the 11-year-old, but it was one of those freaky, it was just one of those freaky things that could happen to anyone, and it was a case of wrong timing, I guess, is what I want to say. So anyway, when we get back to it, we'll address some of that, because a couple of you sent me notes about the ice and about watching for that in the difference of going in a cave versus when you're out and you're walking around like on a, it depends on the state park where you're at or where the caverns are, if they're underground caverns, so what's hanging there that could fall off. I mean, it's like kind of a common sense thing. So we'll hit on that next here on ATN.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Check the mail quickly, but before we do that, let's mix it up with some of what's getting the chatter across the blogs and the internet. I've been kind of delving into that a little bit more these days. And the big chatter on the Hollywood entertainment side, which is the who cares to most of us here in America Tonight Land, is what's happened with Charlie Sheen and the fact that the guy straddled his wife, apparently threatened her with a knife, said he was going to kill her. Who knows what he was racked on or drunk with or whatever. But he kind of skates away because some serious charges, doesn't kind of, he does skate away. Some serious charges are dropped. He's going to have to do rehab in a place called Promises, which is where all the rich and famous people go in California. So he'll do that, then he'll do the probation thing, and pretty much he'll come out of it, and it's a wrap. And this guy finds more ways to wiggle out of things, and his lawyers find the loopholes like I've never seen before, which just proves that that's the way things work. I mean, justice can be bought, and there are different rules usually for the rich and famous. Yale Galanter is his attorney, and he defends a lot of those people, including O.J. Simpson. He is Sheen's lawyer. Here's what he said.
This is a sentence that is consistent with what happens here in Pitkin County, and I will tell you that the people here drove a very hard bargain, so there's nothing easy about this sentence. He's grateful and thankful to be able to put this behind him. He goes back to work tomorrow morning so he can produce a TV show that we all know and love. And he's just anxious to get the sentence over with and complete his probation.
Do you love this part? It's the typical spin. He produces and is involved in this TV show that we all know and love, and he's anxious to get back to work. You know, whatever. It did happen back in December, so usually there's a big bad incident, and then there's a time lapse between the court hearing, and by then everything's sewed up. We move from Sheen and his attorney to Shark Week is on the Discovery Channel. I mentioned that the other day. And I don't know, I'm fascinated by sharks, whether it's hammerhead sharks, whether it's great white sharks, you know, whatever it is. I don't understand what it is that draws me to the whole shark thing, but you know how it is. There's something you fixate on when you watch the Discovery Channel or the History Channel or whatever it is. And for me, it is this Shark Week thing. So while this is going on in Massachusetts, there has been a great white sighting or two. The water up there is very cold, normally not where you would see the great whites. So it's created its own little side kind of small town buzz when people go to get their coffee and paper in the morning. They're talking about the sharks, and here's what some of those people had to say.
We saw people with binoculars and taking pictures, so maybe it's a tourist attraction now.
I love it. It's very exciting. I love sharks.
Oh, did you like that? I love it. I love sharks. It's very exciting. All right, as I said, I'm intrigued by sharks. I don't love sharks in the water with people. I don't think that's very exciting to the possible risk of somebody that would possibly suffer a bite. No, 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 no. Don't get me wrong on that one. So now we move to the more serious side of what we're talking about, and that is the president focusing on the veterans. Listen to this because it's actually kind of good news. Check it out.
We will continue to face huge challenges in Afghanistan. But it's important that the American people know that we are making progress and we are focused on goals that are clear and achievable. There are still those with bombs and bullets who will try to stop Iraq's progress. And the hard truth is we have not seen the end of American sacrifice in Iraq. As agreed to with the Iraqi government, we will maintain a transitional force until we remove all our troops from Iraq by the end of next year. There are patriots who supported going to war and patriots who opposed it. But there has never been any daylight between us when it comes to supporting the more than 1 million Americans in uniform who have served in Iraq. America's disabled veterans are strong at the broken places. From now on, if a VA doctor confirms a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, that is enough, no matter what war you served in.
All right, I think that's good. Post-traumatic stress syndrome is very serious, and now we've seen that there have been more suicides for some of the younger guys that have come back. There's a lot that they've had to deal with between Iraq and Afghanistan and this particularly sticky situation of dealing with the IEDs, because they'll see people blown up in front of them. Not that you haven't seen that before in war, and many of you who have fought can attest to that, and you've seen some horrendous things that you've dealt with. But and he's right about that. I think and I say it all the time on America Tonight, it doesn't matter if you hate the war, think it's an abomination, think it's ridiculous that Bush was there in the first place and the weapons of mass destruction, whatever you want to say. But all of us agree that you would never, ever want to see anything but, I think, respect and admiration for the people who have served, because this is it's for a lot of reasons. One, it's a voluntary military, but you have so many people that are going again and again and again and again, and the sacrifice to their families is enormous, not to mention themselves. Okay, speaking of that subject, Dennis McMahon, our favorite attorney in Vermont, sends this. It's great that our combat troops will be leaving Iraq. It's now time for that defeated country to assume responsibility for its defense and stability. And we should insist that as a defeated enemy, this relatively wealthy place pay war reparations, amen, brother, and expenses of occupation, and agree to a security alliance consistent with U.S. regional goals. Anything less than a full-fledged peace agreement will sure change the U.S. both as victor and liberator. Iraq should pay its way if it expects to resume legitimacy and prepare for full partnership for peace and prosperity with us. I agree with that. They certainly have the oil. They need to pay the war reparations, and they need to do it as soon as possible. But the part of the problem is the lack of a government now at this point, as the wheels have come up, or come off rather, in that direction. All right, this one is from Justine Barr. Hey, America, tonight. Loving the show. Love it when you talk about the idiots in Washington. For my money, whether it's Rush or Hannity or you, I think we can't get enough of it because we're tired of the constant hypocrisy. Don't they realize there's social networking? Don't they realize there are things like flip cameras and certainly cell phones? What is wrong with the people in Washington? Are they completely drunk with power, to steal a phrase of yours? Yeah, it's interesting in parroting that back to me, and I think you answered your own question. In most cases, not in all, because I really hate blank stereotypes, but in most cases, it certainly feels, sees, and looks like it's all about lack of action and all about reaction. It's like the constant state of the panic room. That's what they need to rename Foggy Bottom, the panic room. Because that's what it is, especially in the Capitol. You go into the rotunda, boom, panic, panic, panic. We got to react to this. We got to react to the headlines of the day. We got to react to what's being said about us on Fox or CNN or MSNBC or whatever, whatever falsehood I think it is. So, I mean, you know, come on. Same old, same old. Thanks for the note. You can flip me an email, too, at americatonight.net. Here's one from Barry David, and he says, I do not understand why we do not go full speed ahead after Iran. That's exactly where we need to invest our resources. Get Ahmadinejad now before he gets us.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.